Hi.
Hey, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, me too. It's nice to be back.
Is it? Yes. Do you feel nice? Like, are you actually getting to recover and rest now?
After well, and it's funny. So I drove back on Tuesday and...
Why do you sound so sexual right now?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
maybe...
I drove back on Tuesday and it was like, you know, it takes like 12 hours, 11 and a half hours.
That's a long drive.
And it's a long drive. And I dropped my dogs off, fed them, and went to a show.
Of course you did. You're back.
I am back at a show.
Baxton back.
So yeah, my band Cordovas is doing a residency at City Winery.
Oh yeah, I need to go to that.
Yeah, you should come on Tuesday. It's every Tuesday in April. And the opener for last Tuesday, her name's Keyshawna Armstrong, and it's called the Keyshawna Vocal Trio, and they're fucking amazing. And I was like, I have to see a few songs. So I was like racing in. I like pulled around back. The band was like hanging out in the back. I was like, "What's up, hippies?" And I just like ran past them to see Keyshawna, and she's just like so amazing.
Nice, I'll have to check her out.
Yeah, she's great. So,
well, I mean, you mentioned being vaxxed, you know, and getting to shows and stuff. And we were texting earlier in the week, and you said, "By the way, Saletapalooza has begun. And I did not let you tell me the story so that I can find out at the same time as our people are finding out. I've been on pins and needles though. Like when you walked in just now, I was like, come on, let's go. You were like, I forgot. I didn't.
Well, you know, obviously I don't want to do too much kissing and telling, but I have said in the past that like most of my like slutty phase is when I'm traveling, you know, like, I don't know. There's something I think that's like hot about not like being completely anonymous, but like you're new in town. It's like you're fresh meat. And and I don't know if you've ever noticed, like, you know, when you go to a town that you don't live in, you're like, why is everybody so hot here? Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah. Well, specifically like bigger cities.
Yeah. There's a grass is greener kind of thing.
That's true. And also like here, it's like, there's a hot guy. Oh, hey buddy. Like we grew up together. So we just know everybody here.
Well, but I find that when my friends visit here, they're like, everybody's so hot here. And I think it's just like the grass is greener kind of thing.
Maybe,
you know?
So. I do not feel that way about Nashville.
But so, you know, that's when I tend to be the sluttiest is when I'm like traveling. So I was in a hotel for a week.
But wait, you were in, this is where when you were texting me, I'm sitting here telling my boyfriend that I'm like, oh my God, Chip hooked up. I couldn't even. And he was like, I thought you said he was in a hotel room with his mom and two dogs. And I was like, he is. That's interesting. I totally forgot about that part. So how'd that work?
I was.
Give us every detail, man.
So it happened on the last day. I was checking out. Yes, my mom was already at the hospital visiting my dad.
Wow. Wow.
And the dude was like totally hot. He was a trainer.
How did y'all meet?
On Grindr. So it was like very transactional, you know. It wasn't like there was no dating. I mean, we had sort of been like chatting back and forth for a few days, but it's like obviously I'm sharing a room with my mom. Like it wasn't very easy to like make that happen. And I mean, I was also open to like going to somebody else's place, but it just sort of worked out.
Was it a nighttime thing?
No,
this is a breakfast. That's what I was like.
It wasn't breakfast. It was like at 11 a.m. So
what's the version of hooking up in the morning? Because there's like wake and bake, like if you wake up and smoke weed. But like, what would the version of?
Oh my God, the woke and poke.
Oh. Well, TM that
there
too.
You go.
We'll add it to
woke
the merch list. Woke and poke.
The rise and.
Rise and grind. I think I feel like
grind.
I've heard.
Yeah, but that feels more like a Bobby Bones kind of like get the work done kind of thing.
Right, fight, grind, repeat.
Yeah. Rise and, I mean, you could
woke
say like,
and poke is pretty fucking perfect.
I mean, the funny thing is rise and like grind scissoring. Plays into the grinder thing. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You can't.
Then it's like something about, I was going to try to incorporate lick somehow. Like, what's a waking up thing that reminds you of that? Anyway, okay. So you're on Grindr talking to him for a couple days.
Yeah. And it just...
What was his name? I'm just kidding.
That's actually funny. I think it was Dave. I think he
you
said
don't
name.
Remember?
No.
Oh my God. This is officially Slutapalooza. Slutty,
yeah.
Whoa.
I think his name was Dave.
I think I know who our Slut of the Week is.
Slut of the Week.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was like one of those things where it was like, oh my God, like what a relief to like just get that out of your system.
To break the cobwebs.
Yeah, it's not the dust off of it.
So you were texting with him, or I don't know how Grindr works.
Yeah,
messaging on Grindr.
Texting.
You're like, hey, I'm just visiting.
Yeah.
Like, were you like, hey, I'm horny? Like, I mean, how does this go?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like, hey, what's up, horny? You know, it's literally that
horny
fast.
Question mark.
Yeah, it's like that. And then
it
worked out any of the nights. And then on the last day, tried anal. I was like, what are you up to today? And he was like,
what am I up to? He was working.
I was like, what do you do? And he was like, I'm a personal trainer.
Of course he is.
Yeah. So,
you're like, do you want to talk about Peloton?
Yeah. What do you suggest I do with my gut? So yeah, it just was like nice and quick and transactional. And
how was it?
Great.
Wow.
It was great.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm glowing.
I feel like you are glowing. I was just about to say that. I also feel like your voice is like oddly deeper. It's like you really became a man.
I've earned my manhood.
You literally passed over into your manhood. We need to throw you like one of those Jewish parties, when they become men, and I can't think of the word right now.
It's a bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Chip needs a bar mitzvah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, Slutapalooza has officially begun.
We are off to the races.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do we ever tell the people what I agreed to do once you started Slutapalooza? Can I be off the hook since we never announced it before it started?
I mean, but I kind of want to get a video of you doing it. Golden rod.
So there's this thing in Nashville. Okay, first of all, we need to explain to people who aren't from Nashville that downtown has officially...
It's a circus.
It's a circus. I mean, it literally has turned into like, not Vegas Strip necessarily, but maybe our version of that, or Bourbon Street.
It's Vegas meets Mardi Gras.
Yes, without a country twist.
Yes. Like, with just trashiness, general trashiness.
Well, it's a lot of tourists, so let's not offend people coming to visit.
Well, here's the thing about it for me. Like, come on, people, just respect Nashville.
Right. Well, that's because you're from
here. Have fun. I want you to have fun, but like, respect it. And this, I think, has gone too far.
Well,
go for it.
Speaking of trashiness, so it's a big, big hub for bachelorette parties, and it's pretty open now after COVID, which is a little scary, I think, to us. But we're like, okay, well, leaning in because the businesses need money is the truth. And so everything's back up and running. These pedal taverns are even back up and running, which is bizarre to see these like congregating people. Like, don't you feel nowadays
puffing and puffing, right?
Totally.
Peddling their
like
bar.
When I see people without a mask or like in a group, I'm like, oh my God, like it just feels
like
weird.
A weird panic.
It's
feeling,
this weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure they have some sort of like, you're with your group the whole time,
right?
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the new things, there's all these different, there's like a wagon, there's I don't even know, there's all these dance, they're moving
there's like
vehicles.
They're moving buses. There's like this long thing that has like a jacuzzi that sits 10 people in
That's
the back
disgusting.
Of it. It's so gross.
And there's always like the shirtless guy that leads the group in the dance parties on the mic.
And when they pass you by, nobody looks like they're having fun until like you make eye contact with somebody and then they're like, woo! And they all start dancing to like Shania Twain.
Yeah,
you know?
it's big Shania, big Britney Spears moment.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot. See, to me, I always see the
Jason
bachelor
Aldean's.
Parties. Yes, there's a lot of Jason Aldean. I am constantly being cut off by pedal taverns, so I have this like really bad traffic issue with them, and it causes me a little bit of road rage. I'm not gonna lie.
Totally, they go like 4 miles an hour.
4 miles an hour, and I'm like, I've got shit. Usually, if I'm downtown, it's because I have to go to do something for work. You know,
right.
Like it's like, and so I'm like on my way to work and I'm like, get the fuck out of my way, you people, because they're drunk at 11 a.m. kind of deal. Anyway, there's a new one and it is
the cream of the crop.
I didn't even think it was real. I started getting pictures from people like seeing it downtown, you being one of them, and or like seeing it on some internet, and it's a thing, right?
Yeah.
This is
I mean,
real.
it doesn't look Photoshopped to me. I mean, I haven't seen it with my own two eyes yet, but.
Right. Well, it sounds like you will. So it's a large golden penis that you can ride like a mechanical bull.
It's got a saddle on it
the
with
thing
a handle.
Is, it's fucking brilliant because of all the bachelorette parties.
It's
they are
so
gonna make
smart.
So much money. Anyway,
I want to know who like ideated it and then who fabricated it. The, like, I mean, it's veiny.
It's so smart. Oh, it's just, yeah, it's disgusting.
It is so detailed.
But when Chip sent me the picture, he was kind of dragging his feet on Slutapalooza, and I just felt like we needed to get this thing going. And so I said, the second you hook up, I will ride that dick.
So
I guess
video
maybe,
content coming soon.
My mom's
there
gonna
are,
be
there
so
are some
proud.
People. I was talking to a friend of, I was talking to Mary last night, And she was telling somebody who, I won't say his name, but like somebody who is very established in our music business, is an older man. And he was like, there's no way. And she showed him the picture and his reaction was, I'm calling the mayor.
I mean, it's like, gone too far. I mean, but it is like, again, a big moneymaker. I think it's going to be because of the audience here now. I mean, it's like the number one bachelorette destination that there is.
Yeah, it's it is. We're going to see a lot of women falling off that thing driving down Broadway.
What if it fall off? I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
that's,
I mean,
right.
it doesn't.
I know
look
how to
like...
ride a dick. There's so many jokes
so
I can go
good.
With this.
So good.
I'm not falling off that thing.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Oh, man. Well, my update is nowhere near as interesting as yours. I actually don't even know that I really have a full update other than it's ACM week here in Nashville. And so I've been back to work, which is awesome.
That's awesome. Who are you working with?
Dirks. I'm working with Dirks, and he is doing a performance with this band that I'm obsessed with. Similar, it sounds, to the woman you were talking about that opened for the Cordovas, but it's called the Warren Treaty. Mm-hmm. They played at Seven Peaks last year. I don't know if you remember, but
yeah,
they are so, so amazing. And just in watching the rehearsals and all this stuff, I'm so excited for this performance because I just think it's going to be insane. Those happen on Sunday, so you guys can tune into that. I'm trying to look at the date. It's the 18th, April 18th. Also on Monday, this is a little selfless shame. What did I just say? I did the thing where you confuse the words.
Selfless shame. Something,
I was about to say selfless shame promotion. Shameless self-promotion. Yes. But I will be on Twitch, it's called Country Now, looking back at ACM Award fashion and kind of giving my favorites and tips and things like that. So you guys, if you have, I don't even know how to tune into Twitch. Do you? Is it on
There's an app. I think you could just go to twitch.com too. No,
okay.
There's a Twitch app.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you guys check that out. It's called Country Now. I'm going to be on Monday the 19th talking about ACM Award fashion. Okay, so this week.
Really quick. I just pulled up the picture of the golden dick. Like, I hadn't even noticed that it had balls.
It has balls?
Yeah.
Like hanging balls?
Yeah, look at it.
Oh my God. They're so saggy. That's disgusting.
Somebody turned their pickup truck into this.
Let me see. I mean? Is that in a truck?
Yeah, it's on the back of a pickup truck.
How are we going to find this?
I don't know.
What's
I was hoping
it
that it was tagged.
Drunk, because, no, Barstools. Yeah, no. I mean,
if anybody wants to see it, go to Nashville Uncensored 2, number 2.
I'm sure you
Instagram.
Can Google, how do you ride the golden dick in Nashville? It's something. Yeah. See, it's like King something. Anyway, yeah, you can see the picture on Broadway Uncensored, but... I mean, I guess you might see me sometime soon.
I hope so.
Should we do this Friday night?
I mean, we should just go down and try and find it.
I'm going to need a lot of tequila for this, by the way.
Is this fabricated like jizz drip?
That's
I think
just,
it is.
Are you sure? I think that's a background.
It might be a background image.
I think you're really reading into this now.
Oh, Lord. The saddle's pink, you guys.
Of course it is. Yeah. That makes total sense. Okay, for this week's topics, Chip and I have been all week for some reason. There feels like there are a lot of news stories.
Yeah, just
like
a lot
in
of
celeb
things
news.
Going on, yeah, pop culture.
Yeah, so we kind of wanted to just come in and talk about, now everything, all I can think about is the golden dick. Come in and talk about, okay. We wanted to talk about through a couple of those, and one was actually in reference to the conversation we had last week about Khloe Kardashian and her being body shamed and then her kind of clapping back on that. And we totally talked about the whole thing. But you sent me this article that actually was so interesting, that people weren't fully buying into her clapback.
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
Well, I mean, it sort of centers around, you know, the fact that they... you know, have made a fortune off of
their bodies,
telling people, well, their bodies and telling people how to get skinny.
Yeah. Well, give some examples of what you read in this article.
Well, you know, they promote on Instagram, like these teas and these, cleanses and things that can actually sort of be dangerous. If they're misused. And I think when you think about the audience that follows them, there's a lot of young women that probably aren't very body positive. And, you know, look, we work with people. Like, people get paid to post these things, and they're not really using the products all the time. So, you know, but fans want to believe that people are being honest when they're promoting these things. And the truth is like, these women have the means to have really expensive daily training. They can afford to have surgery to alter their bodies. They have teams of hair and makeup people that make them look perfect. They have stylists that know exactly what to put on their body to make them look great. So it's not necessarily the cleanses and the teas and the things that are making them look the way that they're doing. So there, this article was like just sort of clapping back at the hypocrisy of like her being like, don't, you know, don't come at me when part of her business has been built on fat shaming herself.
You know what? This is so, we kind of were talking about this earlier because this is essentially also related to the next topic we're going to discuss. But like, I'm just like, good God, people will argue anything these days. Like, it's just so annoying to me. I'm just exhausted by it.
Well, I mean, it's just so indicative of the internet culture that we live in.
Yeah.
Everyone has an opinion and nobody can do anything right.
Well, you know? Right. And everyone's going to pick apart every single thing. I guess my question to all of that is like, why does her promoting things that make her body look a certain way fall into her not wanting to be shamed for the body that she has or whatever?
Well, I mean, I'll read a little bit from it. It says Khloe Kardashian, this is from darkest.hue on Instagram. So I don't even know who these people are, to be honest. So, but I just thought it was interesting. It says Khloe Kardashian recently spoke out against her struggles with the body image after her grandmother posted an unedited photo.
No, I didn't realize it was that, yeah. MJ.
Her grandmother posted, I mean, that doesn't mean that this is even correct, an unedited photo of her at the pool. In recent Instagram posts, she revealed that being called the fat sister has taken a toll on her body image. She then proceeded to post videos of her skinny physique to prove that she isn't fat, as if it would be problematic if she were. Khloe Kardashian is still very much invested in fat phobia and diet culture. She does not get to suddenly be the face of body positivity after years of recklessly promoting dangerous diet culture and making millions off of it.
I guess like I didn't read what she said as, and now I'm going to be the face of like body love and loving. Like,
right.
I didn't read it that way. I read her actually owning up to the insecurities and how hard it is to be picked apart by the public.
Right.
And what that's done to her psyche.
Right.
And so, yeah, she's probably works out too much and eats, you know, a very clean diet, or I shouldn't have said too much, but works out really like regimented.
A lot.
She's very regimented and all of that stuff. And then eats clean. It's very important to her. We don't know what kind of surgeries or procedures she's had. But I don't think that she was ever trying to be like, you know what? I'm just going to really say I am the poster child for owning your body and whatever. I think she's trying to get there.
I think what this person is saying is like, rather than being like, I'm not fat, don't make fun of me, she should have handled it more like,
yeah,
this is my body. No matter what shape it is, I'm proud of it.
Right.
And rather than like leaning into like, don't make fun of me. Look, I've worked really hard. I'm skinny.
It was bad lighting.
Because then it's like, yeah, because then it's like, it sends a message to people who are bigger.
Yeah.
That is not good.
That's true. I mean, that is fair.
Yeah.
I guess I just read so much of her statement to really own up to the insecurity piece.
Totally,
and so if I'm insecure
the
about something, I
want
to be like, no, wait, look. Like, this is what I've been doing in the gym because I am really insecure and you guys are like calling me the ugly one. So, you know, that's what I feel like I need to do to not be called that, because that would be really hurtful.
Right.
I don't know. I see what you're saying about like, why can't you just accept whatever? But if you felt like you were misportrayed, I think that's probably what happened.
Yeah. Like, well, and look, her life sort of revolves around public acceptance. You know,
true.
It's like she's chosen a job and a life that, or created a life, you know, for better or for worse. Like, I don't know if she really had a choice because of the family that she belongs to.
Yeah.
But she's chosen a very public life, and it just kind of comes with the territory. And it's like, people are just going to have opinions. And at a certain point, you have to not care what people are saying. Like,
well, if you keep,
and that's
going
easier
in
said
that
than
life.
Done.
Well, for sure. Yeah. And I
but
think
Rob was like, fuck it, I'm getting fat.
Yeah.
Like, and sort of like, it's not that he's out of public eye, but like,
still gets,
in comparison,
Totally.
He's out of the public eye.
But he still gets kind of lit up about his weight and people have opinions and stuff.
Right.
I just think it's part of their family too. But if you keep going with that and trying to build businesses, like, you are opening yourself up. But what she said is true. That doesn't mean that it makes that easy.
No.
Like, that doesn't mean that it doesn't make it, that makes that not hurt when right. people say those kinds Absolutely. Of things and that you're not human. It's just like, it's sadly a part of the territory with right. that stuff, which right. is really actually the
it's
fucked
like
up
when,
part.
It's like when you have a fat nurse that smokes. You know what I mean? That's like, well, you, we're, I'm going to need you to step on the scale. And you're like, uh-uh.
Yeah. Or you're like, she's trying to tell you to be healthy. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't really understand that comparison, though. I was just starting to think about
well,
that.
Well, just, you know, it's, we can make that joke because it's like a nurse, but it's uh-huh. like she's hawking, you know, weight loss products and has like a workout show. Yeah. So it's like, you kind of have to like walk really? That walk if that's what you're going to be selling.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Have you ever had a picture taken? They're like, recently this happened to me and I'm actually feeling pretty good about my body right now. Like, I've been back in the gym and working out and stuff. And my boyfriend took a picture and I was doing this yoga move. And I just like, I think I said this last week, maybe even, but it was in direct sunlight and it just like points out all your flaws.
It highlights everything.
I would have never posted that picture. Like, I mean, he was doing it to be funny because I was like in my bathing suit doing a downward dog. And he's like, what are you doing? You know, but I like, as a person who's feeling good about my body, seeing that picture, I was like, oof, like I just didn't, because it wasn't what I feel like I'm seeing in real life.
Totally.
You know, and I sort of feel like that's what happened to her.
It's
that I was mean, like her need to like show the body and be like, guys, look, like this right. is, that was direct sunlight. Like, nobody looks right. good in direct sunlight.
Yeah, no, I always think about the idea of the fact that like it is physically impossible for us to ever see ourselves the way yeah. that other people see us.
I think that's right.
Because even in a mirror, it's a reverse image, mm-hmm. so it's skewed. I mean, and the camera, like it, whether, you know, we can argue, the camera does add weight, you know, it's just kind of what it does. So I'll see a photo of myself and I'll be like, oh my God, how did I let myself get this big? And then I'll look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, wait, I'm not that big.
You don't look like that. Yeah.
So,
it is interesting.
It really is interesting. It's like, I mean, I hate having my picture taken. I always have. Yeah. Like, it's just not my thing. And I think it's because it's like, it's one view of yourself, mm-hmm. you know, it's flat and it doesn't have personality often.
Right.
And I don't know. So,
well, it is interesting. And I think that this is kind of transitioning into the next topic, but just the argument of like, everyone has an opinion about something. Even when you come out and you say, look, this is what my intention was, and this is the reality of the situation, someone's going to be like, oh, okay, now you, that's just like the culture we live in right now, which is good to some degree, because I don't feel like people are getting away with bullshit the way maybe we used to. But it's also exhausting, right? Like,
well, and it's like, the truth is I don't watch the Kardashians. I don't follow them.
Yeah.
Like, the easiest remedy for all of it is to ignore it.
Right.
You know, like
what happened to that?
Yeah. It's like these people, like, I mean, I don't know who these people are that wrote this. But why do they care so much?
I don't know.
You know?
Yeah. Well, so that brings us to the next topic, which is Colton Underwood came out as gay this week. And I mean, we kind of talked about this a couple months ago with TJ Osborne coming out. Right. And we were like, oh, good for him. Like, I'm really glad that now it is becoming so much more socially acceptable for any walk of life that you wouldn't like put your career in danger necessarily to own your truth about who you are. But so the thing with him that was so interesting is that he came out, and this is after he was The Bachelor. If you'll remember, he was on The Bachelorette. Then I think he did even Bachelor in Paradise. And then he was on The Bachelor as the actual, you know, The Bachelor. And so then he walks away with this relationship. And my immediate first response to the article when you sent it to me was, oh my God, I feel so bad for Cassie. Like, we knew they had broken up a year ago, I think, or however long ago that was. And I think there was rumors about him being gay, but I just think about her sometimes and I'm like, I wonder what kind of betrayal that feels like, because it's a secret at the end of the day, right? Like, you think that you're in a certain relationship and come to find out the person is not at all who you thought they
right.
were.
Right. I mean, I don't watch the show, so I don't know how long they were together or yeah. any of those details. But, you know, I think there's also like, some people don't know, you know, like,
yeah, but that's kind of what he said, right? He was trying to fight his own reality,
right?
Or he was running from himself is what had the terms he used. And he was in the NFL for many years, which I think would be a very, very difficult profession to ever come out in, just because it's just a bunch of dudes, you know? Hopefully that changes.
I mean, is there anybody out in the NFL?
I think there's one guy who came out a couple years ago, but I don't even know if he plays anymore.
Right. I mean, and how absurd is that?
Well, right.
That's, you know, like, there have got to be more gay men in the NFL that just aren't. Like, and who gives a shit?
Right. It shouldn't matter. But if it's just a bunch of bros, these are the kind of mentalities that I think everyone's encouraging need to be changed. Right. You know, like, the bro down of football or being in the locker room and whatever, like, a gay guy isn't just gonna be like looking at your dick because he's gay,
right?
Like, that just, it's not how this works.
Yeah,
but that is kind of the things that would happen. But so anyway, you were telling me that now Colton is a little bit under fire because at first it started as people being like, oh yes, good for you, like, own your truth, and now he has a Netflix special that they're coming out saying that he is doing. Can you tell us the premise behind this special? I can't remember.
I mean, it's basically what it says is, it's just a series about him coming out.
Okay.
And, I mean, there's an article on TMZ about it, and, he's friends with the Olympian Gus Kenworthy.
Okay.
Who also came out of the closet. I think he was the first out Olympian, maybe.
I don't know.
That might be giving him more credit.
Isn't there like Greg Louganis?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of
maybe out, still participating in the Olympics.
Okay.
I could be giving him more credit than is actually true, but it's like, apparently, you know, what people were saying is that, like, he's gonna be sort of be like coaching him into like his new gay
That's
lifestyle.
That's dumb. Like, I mean, think that the premise itself is dumb. But.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think, obviously, I haven't seen it, and I don't know what the creative is going to be, but it could be really heartfelt, but I worry that it's going to lean really cringeworthy.
Well, it depends on if it's like, okay, let's talk about how this is affecting you emotionally to like come talk to these people. That could be cool. Like you said, like the experience of processing through the changes that are happening in his life.
Right.
Maybe. If it's about like, oh, let's go
to this club.
Or
opening.
Just like the silly things that get put on gay people about like, you know, being flamboyant or anything like that. That sounds dumb to me.
Yeah. I think it could end up like really treading into some like murky stereotypical waters.
Right.
But, when I was just pulling up the article, it looks like there's another thing on TMZ that now there's some rumors about like a gay bachelor sort of spinoff sort of thing.
I'm not surprised. I figured they were.
I mean, they're doing senior bachelor, like they're doing seniors.
Well, is it like people my age? Because
no,
I've literally,
it's like 65-year-olds.
That, thank God, because it just makes it so dumb to watch, mostly because when you're 20 something, you're an idiot about dating. And so that show has become so dumb,
right?
Because they're only targeting that market of people who can't really be ready to find quote unquote real love,
right?
You know? So, okay, continue.
Yeah, well, and then, so some of the clapback is, I mean, he is a cisgendered, very attractive white male,
right?
You know, and, you know, the plight in his life, even coming out as gay, like, it's really just kind of a drop in the bucket. There's a shock factor to it because of the path to stardom was, you know, through being the bachelor. And so I think the media is eating that up and it becomes this like, you know, big story. And you know, he's hit that face sells papers and is clickbait, you know? And, the truth is like, he's not going to struggle as a gay man.
Because he's so pretty.
He's beautiful. He's well off now.
Right.
You know, he has the means to live whatever sort of life he wants to live. So I found this. Someone sent me a post from Facebook. I don't know who this person is. It's someone named Kevin John commented. But they posted the TMZ article about this journey to being a gay man for Netflix. And this guy, Kevin John, wrote, and now he's going to monetize this by having a whole Netflix special. Got it. I applaud anyone who has the strength and courage to come out. But when it's another wealthy, handsome, cisgendered white guy who will have everything and everyone at his fingertips fawning over it, of fawning over him, it creates the false perception that this is the only ideal worth living. Again, for young people and or others in the closet, it will calcify the belief that because they don't look like him or receive the same attention as him, that their experiences are not worthy. Next steps, cover of people, interview on Ellen, oversaturation on the gay news blogs, accepting a profile on accepting a Profiles in Courage award from the HRC, guest panel judge on Drag Race, and dating Gus Kenworthy by July 4th. So it's just, they're laying out like the stereotypical rollout of when a white cisgendered successful male comes out of the closet and makes it look so easy.
Totally. You know? I mean, hopefully he owns up to, and I think he does. And a lot, like I read an article on CNN where he was just like, I lived with this for so long with like just trying to stuff and stuff and stuff. I remember he was super overweight. Well, you didn't watch The Bachelor, but he was super overweight for many years because I think he was probably like, that was his way of coping and trying not to be who he was or be seen, you know, whatever it is that people do with the food medicating thing. I hear what that guy is saying. And I do think that that would be something, I hope that like Colton sees that kind of stuff and can include those kind of conversations.
Right. Or cast other people.
Or cast,
you know, like,
bring
so
in other people, help other people.
There are opportunities within this opportunity to get it right.
I agree. But I don't think we can penalize him because he's a person in the public eye, like for doing the things he's doing, like having the Netflix special. If he goes on Ellen to talk about his story, like, that's not a bad thing.
No,
these are like,
not at all.
He was already in the entertainment business, in the public eye, on TV. So like now he's like, okay, but let me try to be more of my authentic self and use it for something to spread this. So it becomes more like it normalizes it.
Right.
The more we see something, the more it normalizes it.
Right.
So if he doesn't do the special, if he doesn't go on Ellen,
yeah,
we're not helping move this forward.
It's a catch 22.
Really,
you know?
Is.
But
it really is.
I think that like what this person and other people are trying to get at is there are people like Lil Nas X. There are, you know, who it came out very early in his career.
I think that's the difference.
Yeah.
He started out, I mean, I never knew him not as gay.
Right.
So it just didn't, it never even registered to me as any sort of difference.
Well, but which is interesting because he normalized it from the get-go. And what's making this story sensational is that
Colton lied. He exactly.
You know, and he covered it up and very publicly lived a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Used his pretty face to his advantage and now gets to sort of live his truth from a privileged position.
I do, from that perspective, I do hope that he acknowledges, and he did in these articles that I read, like, he's like, I wish that I wouldn't have caused anyone else heartbreak or harm because of my own inability to accept myself. Like, and I hope that he keeps that conversation going, because to me, that was the first thing that I thought of when this whole thing came out, was just the people in his path. Like, how misleading was he? He was on a full TV show about dating women.
Yeah.
Like, that's so misleading and fucked up because it's a mind fuck,
yeah,
you know? But he wasn't... It's like that saying where it's like hurt people, you know? And it's like, if we're not willing to accept the truth of ourselves, then you will take other people down in your path.
100%. But, you know, as a gay man, you know, there was a point where I dated women.
Right.
And it wasn't because I was trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes. It was because I believed that if I fell in love with the right woman, I wouldn't feel these things for men.
Exactly. I think that's what he was saying,
and
too.
He probably was like, I'm going to take this to the nth degree and literally wear out my options.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get presented with a lot of really beautiful women on The Bachelor.
The girl he was engaged to is beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean.
So if you can't, if you're like, well, this is still not like revving my engine, then you have your answer.
Right.
So look, I ultimately think it's a great thing. Like, we need visibility. We need acceptance. We need to move the needle forward. We need to normalize gay people because gay people aren't going anywhere and we're all over the world and we need people to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that like we need to make sure that the people in our media aren't whitewashing it, you know?
I agree with that.
There are so like the plight of people of color in the trans world is, I mean, it's a dangerous life. and they're just people.
Right.
They're people. And I get that it's different and it's hard for us to wrap our heads around things that are different. But if we can just look at them as human beings,
yeah,
we can move past the fear of the difference.
Right.
And so I think it's important for our friends at Netflix and these places that are going to give, they're going to take the easy route. Mm-hmm. Like Colton works on television. This story works for TV. Mm-hmm. They're going to take the easy route. But I think it's important to also like challenge yourselves and like, you know, open the world up for other people.
Right.
So,
well, hopefully they see these kind of notes and they will incorporate them into what their story is with this. It is an enticing story and it's like such easy TV. Like
totally.
That's just period. That's it. So I don't blame them for doing it. Let's just hope that they get some notes and incorporate a bigger picture thinking into this.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's not a gay on earth who's not going to want to watch this show.
Yeah.
You know?
Is he hot? I've always never been attracted to him, but maybe this is why. Maybe my gaydar is on.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm looking at some photos of him right now where he's really hot.
I think he's pretty, but I just have never felt like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
But do you?
Yeah, I think he's pretty hot.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I don't think I love his personality. He's just sort of like vanilla to me.
Right. Yeah. I've never watched the show, so I don't know anything
about
him.
Oh my God.
Except
I'm remembering
these, like,
now that when I was watching the show, I was like, there's something about him that feels inauthentic. Oh my God.
Well, there's this clip that's been circulating online that Billy Eichner, or Eichner, you know,
Billy
on the street. I think it's him. Is like doing this interview thing, and he says something like, I'm gay, I always lead with that, like, duh, like,
yeah.
And then he like makes a comment like, well, maybe you're the first gay bachelor, and it cuts to Colton and he's just kind of like, like,
oh my God.
I'll send it to you. It's so funny,
calling it like it is. He didn't even know what he was
like,
saying.
Maybe we just started a thing.
He's like,
he's like,
he's like, look away from me. Okay. Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah, exactly. And scene. Okay, last thing we want to talk about really quickly, because I know Chip has a call.
I've got to work.
He's probably going to get on the call on this podcast, so you guys excuse him if you hear him in the background.
Please hold.
Yeah. So J-Lo and A-Rod officially broke up today.
Official.
And I mean, not that you didn't see this coming, right? But I said to you, I was like, in our news story thing, I feel like we have to talk about this, not because like another celebrity breakup is like so mind-blowing, and not that this one is even anything that none of us expected. Basically from the beginning, like, A-Rod does not have a good track record.
No.
But I said to you, I find it so fascinating that when, like, a woman like J-Lo is beautiful to me. Like,
literally one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Getting more and more beautiful as she ages, which is just mind-blowing. She's so uber talented, so successful. She seems really kind. Seems like very positive reactions from people. Like, just all of these things that I'm just like, I feel like she has so much to offer. And it's so interesting to me to watch these powerful women like her, Jennifer Aniston, Halle Berry, these people who you're like, every guy would be pawning after them, not be able to find a successful long-term relationship.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say successful, because maybe relationships shouldn't be put in the box of, if they don't last forever, they're not successful. Like, if you learn something, maybe that's the success
Absolutely.
You needed. Maybe.
And it sounds like they're coming out of this as friends.
I suppose. I mean, that's what they say.
A press release is a press release.
Because there's all these cheating rumors with him too. So I mean, are they?
Oh. Do they have kids together?
No kids together. Okay. She has kids from a separate marriage, and so does he.
Okay, yeah, that's
previous
what I thought.
Marriage.
Okay.
But it's just so fascinating. And I just want to know what that's about sometimes. Because I think a lot of us will put it in the box of men have a hard time with really successful women. And like, being in the shadow at all. I look at him and I'm like, that looks to me like a picker issue, because like, he is notoriously a playboy. Like, I think he's been a cheater like on multiple occasions. And that's kind of what you see with Jennifer Aniston too, is like, she picks these guys. I have struggled with this as well. Like, these unavailable men, you know?
Right.
And that to me is just so fascinating, because you can be so successful in so many parts of your life, but it doesn't mean you have it all figured out.
Well, and I can imagine the challenge of just, I mean, these women are incredibly successful and incredibly busy. Like,
right.
Finding time to even like,
well,
nurture
especially.
A relationship.
Yeah.
And it's also like, you can't just date anybody. Your pool is a lot more shallow.
Well, I guess you probably don't want to just date anyone either, because you need someone to be able to kind of be at your level.
Right.
You know
but
what
you
I mean?
Also kind of would be like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to go find a normal person.
Yeah, but it's not like J-Lo's getting on fucking Bumble.
No,
you know,
she
like
can't.
That's what everyone's like, oh my God, she could have whoever she wants. And you're like, but can she?
Right.
Because the reality is I do think the more successful, the more famous, the more beautiful you are as a woman can sometimes close a lot of doors versus open them.
Yeah.
Like as a guy, you can, girls are like throwing themselves at you.
Right.
But it doesn't really work that way. Like J-Lo's not walking into a bar where a bunch of dudes are probably hitting on
like
her.
Who can I take care of for the rest of their life?
Exactly.
You know, like, yeah, no, she's not. And like, I would imagine for J-Lo, all these women, like there is a level of excellence to everything that they do.
Yes.
That they expect that, they're going to expect that sort of excellence out of their partners.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And those are big shoes to fill. Like,
I know.
That's terrifying.
It would be.
You know?
As a guy, you mean?
Yes.
See,
because you're emasculated out of the gate.
I had a guy say to me one time, I talked about this on Very Cavalieri. He was very successful and also like in the public eye. And he said to me, I just feel like I have to have my shit together around you. And so I was just like, okay, so do. Like, I didn't get it. I'm just like, okay.
Like why is that special for you?
Well,
you know,
why,
like, have your shit together.
Also, it's like,
that's
don't you feel
thing.
Like I fucking feel like that every day? And like, do I have my shit together every day? Absolutely not. Like, the point is that every day you wake up and you're like, what can I do better than I did yesterday?
Right. One
that's
foot in front
it.
Of the other. That's
but
it.
But like, I do feel like guys a lot of times get intimidated and shut down by that. And then they go to women who are just like, they don't feel like they're going to be challenged to have to get better. Or
right.
to like challenge that, like, hey, that wasn't like enough. Or do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've seen that consistently with guys I've dated, at least. Like, when he said that, I was like, you just summed up the biggest problem I have with men. It's like, okay, so do, fucker.
Right.
Like, come on,
right.
man. Like, I'm tired of
You're
dragging
like,
you guys along.
But it's also like, what's the issue? Like,
I don't
you
know.
Should want that for yourself.
I know, but I think
not that, for me. Like, just have your shit together,
right? Or just like try to get better. It's a,
right.
like I think that maybe guys look at that as sort of this intimidating. I'll never match up, but I'll never, you know, match up to the expectation that's being put on me, or I'll never whatever. And like, I know for me, I don't expect anyone to be perfect because I'm not perfect.
Right.
And so I can't. But if you're not willing to be vulnerable enough to own your shit, admit when you fuck up, or try to do something differently if it's not working, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
That's like a life lesson.
Relationships are work.
Yeah.
They're just work.
Yeah.
So, and that's fine if the end goal is you're chasing the right end goal, then.
But it makes
everything
you better in
work.
All of your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, everything is
like
work. Life is work.
That mentality,
yeah.
I mean. I guess that's why I don't understand. I feel like a lot of times, like, really successful guys. Oh, this is now, it's like, this is about me. Last thing I'll say is, like, I just feel like a lot of times really successful guys can only think about, they can only stay in the lane of, like, work being really successful, and they need everything else to be easy.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is not realistic. I do have a couple listener things about our ending. Okay. This has been the new topic of us getting emails. We just don't know, since we've moved over to The Edge instead of at Casual. We're like, how do we end this?
And yeah, I got a message too.
Yeah. We'll get to yours in a second. But we got a couple, and this one says, oh, this one was about, because you keep wanting to call it Slut of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just can't get on board with that. Like, I don't know. So she says, hey, Kelly, I was listening to The Edge yesterday, and I had a thought. Since you are not a fan of Slut of the Week stories, you could call it Freak of the Week. Love to listen to you and Chip on the way to work every Friday. I love that people listen on their way to work on Friday morning, and we're like talking about Sluts of the Week. Like,
I hope they've got
what
tequila
a way to start
in their coffee,
day.
You know?
What a way to start your day. Anyway, could do Freak of the Week. I'm still not sold on the whole idea. I don't know why.
Well, I mean,
why do I bump up against
well,
something?
Well, it really like, it's not about whether or not like we would need people to be willing to share their stories.
So
and it's not like they're flying in.
I know, guys. So if you want this to happen, like, give us some stories. Who wants to be the Slut of the Week?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, we kind of leave it in your hands. Like, if you all don't want to share your stories, then we can't even have Slut
exactly.
of the Week. Exactly. Because I don't know Chip's that I can be keep the up the pace.
Week every week. He's like got a new grinder person every week. This girl says, just finished listening today's episode of The Edge and put on the radio and this is on. And she sent me a picture of the Aerosmith song. And she goes, I can't hear it the same now. I hear you and Chip instead. Living on the veg.
Amazing.
Okay, this is from Laura. She says, things I forgot to mention to you about last week's Living on the Veg. My second grader had an encyclopedia for a spelling word. Why? Encyclopedia. Get it? Why? We talked about this. We're like, remember encyclopedias? And she goes, I told him it was Google before there was Google because he didn't even know what it was. Can
that
you imagine?
So funny.
Also, as far as us being quote unquote ladies, I moved to from upstate New York to South Mississippi when I was 27. You better believe I died when the clerk at Winn-Dixie called me ma'am. What the fuck? I'm 27 years old. Anyway, love y'all. Can't wait for the merch. She did an eye roll because it's taken so long. And I love all the fooling around trying to figure out a new sign off.
Oh, thank you. That's funny.
Okay, speaking of sign-offs, so this is from Harmony. Hey, Kelly, thinking about a sign-off for the Edge episode. What about stay edgy or keep it edgy? We might have read that one already. Sorry if I'm repeating. So then I got this fortune cookie from one of our listeners, went to a restaurant, got a fortune cookie, and his fortune cookie says, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. And he goes, I had literally just listened to y'all's episode where you don't have a sign off. And he said, I felt like it was like a God thing. So if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. Actually,
which I love.
I think it's hilarious.
But yeah. I Googled it and there's a book by that title, so
it's just
think,
like Living on the Veg then.
Yeah,
and it's a little bit wordy maybe for an every week.
I don't know how we make
if
it
if you're not
snappy,
living on the edge
then you're taking up too much space.
Cha-ching. Okay,
because there's something that's a little negative about it.
It's a little like nasty or snarky.
Yeah, we would need to have to figure out how to say it, like kind of bitchy.
Like we're basically like, if you're being a pussy, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Okay, well, so we did what? How did we get to this new ending?
I got a message, and then I went back and forth with a listener, and it basically it was like she's with us on the struggle, and she really misses
we
just
the word.
We can't
hear you because you're.
Oh, I'm really bad. I'm not a good microphone user. She misses just the like act casual,
you know,
and like the vibe of it,
which was so silly that it's hilarious that we all got so attached to it.
Right?
And I never could get that right either. Right. Really, if you think about it,
that was like, part of the joke.
Always
I guess.
Remember to
be like finish the sentence. So she suggested trying to combine them, and I think we might have come up with something.
I already forgot what I'm supposed to say.
Well,
wait, whisper to me. Don't
wait.
Shh, hold on a second, guys. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay.
Something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're gonna practice.
We're gonna try one.
So what if I go? When you're living on the edge, always remember.
Act casual. You forgot to say the word too.
Oh,
always
shit.
Remember too.
Okay, wait. So I say, when you're living on the edge, always remember to
act
see,
casual.
See, why is it not? It doesn't flow as good when
always
I say
remember to act casual.
Why can't I just say always remember?
Act casual. I mean, I
like
guess.
It would just be. It's like an unsaid colon that happens in there.
Yeah. Okay. I get that.
Or is it a comma? I think it's a colon. It's like
I think it's a colon.
Always remember colon. But everyone just has to know the colon in their
right.
head, guys.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna go colon.
Let us know if we need a colon or the word.
What if
two.
It was when you're living on the edge? Colon.
Act casual.
That's colon. Too far. Okay, let me try it one more time. This is gonna be the new sign off. You guys email us at casual@velvetsesh.com if you like it or don't like it. We can take feedback, honest feedback, and kind criticism. We'll take kind being the key word.
I mean, everyone's got an opinion. Might as well send
we
it our way.
This. Okay. So send us your Slut of the Week stories and your feelings about this new sign off. Here we go. When you're living on the edge, always remember to
act casual.
Fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.